Choose a comfortable space in your home where you won't be disturbed for the next 15 minutes. And sitting upright, just relax, close your eyes, and begin by concentrating on your breath. Slowly breathe in deeply, allowing your belly to expand, followed by your chest, so that your lungs are full of air. Hold for a few seconds, and finally slowly breathe out for about another few seconds until your lungs are completely empty. Repeat the process several times to deepen your relaxation, but this time, when you breathe in, imagine that you're inhaling peace as a vibrant white light and exhaling any form of tension or anxiety as a dark cloud. Slowing everything down so that your whole body starts to feel loose and floppy, heavy and warm. Take a few moments to observe the weight of your body, either in the chair or on the floor, and any sounds that you can hear, either close up or far away. Any thoughts or feelings that come in, simply observe them without judgment and imagine them being wafted away with a paper fan and return your focus to the breath. Breathing in peace as a white light and tension as a dark cloud. I'd like you to imagine a beautiful golden light, similar to sunshine, beaming down through the top of your head and allow it to flood down throughout your entire being. This warming light travels down through the face and neck, shoulders and arms, hands and fingers. Watch it go through the chest and stomach, the hips and thighs, the knees and calves, the ankles and feet, and finally the toes, filling your entire being. Allow the light to dissolve any areas of tension that you notice are stored at various points of the body as it beams its way through. Allow this area to relax to its highest capacity in this moment, and then move on to the next area until you reach your toes. I'd like you to imagine now that you are standing at the entrance of a winding tunnel. It stretches out before you and leads out in many directions. Carefully select which pathway to follow as you start to explore this vast underground labyrinth. Now, as I count back from 10 to 1, you will reach a crossroads. Pause there for a while. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now make your choice and follow the path deeper into the earth. Notice the sounds of this alluring environment. What do you observe? You may hear the sounds of droplets of water falling upon the rocks or the echo of your footsteps as you walk slowly into the darkness. Stretching before you is a trail meandering through the cave, and you feel compelled to venture on and explore the depths of this labyrinth. Notice the colours of the rocks above your head. You feel safe and secure as you move deeper and deeper into this magical kingdom. You are feeling more and more at peace and have the feeling that you have been here before, although strangely, you cannot remember when. All of a sudden, in the distance, you notice a series of doorways carved out of the rock. Each one leads to a secret room where you will get to meet a spirit guide to take you deeper into the labyrinth. This can take the form of an angel, a loved one in spirit, or even one of the ancient masters. Select your door and open it. Whom can you see in front of you? Ask them for their name. What message do they have to pass on to you? You notice that they're carrying a torch or candle to illuminate the way, as you are guided now deeper and deeper into the labyrinth. You are feeling completely at peace and restful in their presence. It gets quieter and quieter the deeper you go, until you find yourself in a secret chamber. Utter serenity passes through as you rest your mind, almost as if it's in suspended animation. You want to stay here forever. You curiously look around you and notice by your shoulder that there is a hole in the wall. You feel compelled to reach inside and you discover something especially for you. This unique gift could be a symbol of some sort, a memory, or a treasured belonging from your past. Whatever it is, you can either pick it up and take it with you, or leave it where it is and just take back the memory to the physical world. Your guide now takes hold of your hand and leads you towards another doorway at the back of the chamber. This is an entrance to an elevator, which will take you safely back into the daylight. You enter the lift and look around you. Press the ground floor button and watch the numbers as you journey up and up. Each floor you pass, the more and more aware you become of your surroundings. Now simply return to the breath, breathing in, holding, and then breathing out. As you breathe out, any last remaining tension leaves your body. Notice how you are feeling now. Just sit with that for a few moments before starting to become more aware of the weight of the body in your chair or on the floor. Listening out for any sounds that you can hear, either close up or far away. And in your own time, as I count up from 5 to 1, you climb the last remaining stairs as you begin to become more aware of your physical surroundings. And when you open your eyes, you are feeling better than before, with the memory of the item you discovered in the ancient chamber. Opening your eyes and taking in a deep breath. And enjoy having a stretch to welcome back in your day.